Kevin.
Hello. Yes, who's calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Caroline. I'm calling on a recorded line regarding the Roundup lawsuit. How are you doing today?
Oh, hi. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. Did you want to see if you met the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Say that again. Why you sound so low? I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, would you like to see if you met the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Oh, yes.
Okay, perfect. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay, now was it yourself or a loved one that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using it?
Myself.
Yourself, and I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay, and again, you haven't signed any paperwork and nothing like that, right?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. Okay. Do you by any chance know the subtype of non-Hodgkin's?
The subtype? Mm-hmm. Far as, can you be more, far as, like, what you mean as, like, the B cell? Like, the diffuse large B cell?
Yes.
Lymphoma?
Okay, so.
Like, I'm not educated on the medical terms, but
that's okay. That the diffuse large B cell lymphoma, that is a subtype. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And have you had have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's diagnosis, or was it just that one?
That one.
Okay. And what year was it that you were diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in February 22nd, 2023.
Okay. February 22nd, 2023.
Yes.
Okay. And where did you spray the Roundup? Was that at home?
Yes, residential area, like my lawn.
Mm-hmm. Lawn. Okay. And what home address was it where you used that?
47 Oak Street. Mount Vernon, New York.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay. 47 Oak Street, Mount Vernon, New York. Was that 10550?
10550, yes.
Okay, perfect. And was there an apartment number?
2.
Okay. Okay. Was it just yourself that sprayed it, or was there anyone else in the house or any neighbors that sprayed it as well?
No, it was just me.
Okay. Okay, and I know you said you were diagnosed last year. How old were you at the time?
49.
Okay. About 29. And how many years did you use the Roundup for?
11.
Okay. 11
from
years.
Like 2012 to 23, like 11 years, yeah, 11.
Mhm. Okay. It is a little redundant, but I do need a yes or no. Have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or is this a landline?
Smartphone, my cell phone.
Okay, smartphone. Okay, and are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Have you been diagnosed with HIV, AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis B or C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, or any cancer requiring therapy besides this one?
No.
Okay, perfect. There's also no organ transplant, Epstein-Barr, lupus, or a family history of cancer. Is that right?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, so on my system here, it says Kevin Veal, is that right?
K-E-V-I-N? Yes, K-E-V-I-N-V-E-A-L.
V-E-A-L, and V as in Victor, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Did you have a middle name, Kevin?
No.
Okay. How about a suffix, junior or senior?
No.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Okay. And your marital status?
Single.
Okay. And what was your date of birth?
5/25/74.
Perfect. Again, that was May 25th, 1974.
5th, 1974. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And your social?
Can I give you my last four? I'm not comfortable with giving you my whole social over the phone. Can I give you my last?
The last four is okay. It's just so we can pull medical records.
Yes. 8994.
Okay. 8994. Okay. And how did you first learn the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis? Was that like a commercial, or did a friend let you know, or the doctor?
Oh, no. What happened? Well, say that again, when I first heard about this? That's what you asked?
Yeah. How did you learn that the Roundup was connected to your diagnosis?
Through social media.
Okay. And when did you find out?
This was last when I find out what about the Roundup itself what?
No, when they were connected. When did you connect the dots on social media?
Just about reading like the symptoms and going over everything, and I just felt this gotta be it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course. So was that around beginning of 2023 as well?
Yes.
Okay. I see. And how, what's your height?
5'7".
5'7", perfect.
And a quarter. I want my quarter.
Perfect. And do you know your current weight?
Yes, 173.
Okay.
Yeah, like 173.
Okay. Perfect. And did you have an email address that we can keep on record?
Yes, mckevflow@icloud.com.
Okay. Let me read that back to you. I got mckevflow@icloud.com.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then the phone number is 914-885-6954. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, I know you said you used it for about 11 years. How many times a month would you say that you used Roundup within those years?
Probably like 10.
Okay, about 10 times a month. Okay, and you did spray for at least one full year before your diagnosis? Just need yes or no.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so you started back in 2012. Do you think that was like around beginning of spring?
May.
Okay.
Yeah, spray. May. My birthday. Because my birthday, see, I'm real, like, the month of May, I'm like, even though I'm a May 25th baby, when May starts, it's like real special for me. So anything that happens during that month, I kind of like take the heart. It, like, stays with me for some reason.
Okay. Yeah, I understand. So that was May of 2012, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then the last time that you sprayed it was in 2023. Was that around the beginning of the year?
Yeah. Like, okay. February-ish.
Okay. February 2015. Okay. And
no,
you said you...
23.
23, I'm sorry.
When I stopped... Yeah,
not sure why I said 2015. Okay, and then why did you stop using the Roundup? You mentioned you had some symptoms. Was that the only reason?
My stomach, I was having difficulty, like, breathing, little chest pains, eye irritation, skin rashes. That's, like, mainly it.
Yeah, and you said skin rashes as well?
Yes.
Okay, one second.
Which still, it's amazing. It still amazes me, the body, how the body, it just amazes how the body responds to things. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. And when you sprayed it out there in Mount Vernon, was that with the hand sprayer that it comes with, or did you use more like a backpack?
Not a backpack.
A backpack, okay. Did you use any protective gear when you were applying it?
No, as far as like protective gear, like what, like anything over my mouth or
yeah,
gloves
like
or stuff
a
like
mask,
that?
gloves, eyewear, anything like that?
Nah.
Okay,
Nah.
no worries. Okay, and then I know you mentioned you sprayed it around the yard at home, is that right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay. Okay, did you only use that in the state of New York?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Now, I know it is New York, but I am required to ask, was there a water well anywhere around there that you think might have gotten contaminated or exposed?
Nah, no
okay.
way.
Okay, one second. Okay, we might have to do some math here. It asks how many exposures to Roundup you've had in your lifetime. Okay, now I know you said it was about like 10 times a month that you would use it. That would mean that'd be 120 times
yeah,
a
I'd
year.
Yeah, I'd say Roundup, yeah, that, yeah, like that. You know, it might not be that much, but it close to that much, though. So I can't
yeah.
do the, you could do the math probably
yeah.
yourself or whatever. But.
Yeah. No worries. So I did do that math super quickly. It looks like over the 11 years, 10 times a month, it looks like it would be about 1,320 times that you use the Roundup. Now, I know it sounds like a lot, but there are a lot of touch-ups that people do, that kind of thing. Does this sound somewhat accurate to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, again, no water well. Have you
now
ever
that
been
you're hearing it?
Mm-hmm.
No, I was just saying now that you're hearing it, it's like, that's a lot of times.
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no worries. It is a big number, but I'm sure over the 11 years, maybe even more than this, but, you know. Okay, and have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. Great. And the backpack with the Roundup, was this the concentrated where you have to add water, or was it pre-mixed?
It was mixed.
Okay, pre-mixed. And where did you get that? Was that a Home Depot, Walmart?
Ace Hardware.
Like that. Yeah. Okay, Ace Hardware. Okay. And do you by any chance have any credit card receipts, any proof of purchase?
Not as of now. I probably
okay.
do, but I gotta look. I can look up and put everything up, so I'm not worried about that aspect.
Okay. Yeah, no worries. Okay. And do you have any Roundup in your possession?
No.
Okay. Okay, have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
No, really, yeah, kinda. Because I have, yes, I'm employed, but I also do my own thing as well.
Okay. So it asks for a current employer name. Is there a company we can take down?
Yes, Snug.
Okay, and that was SNUG?
Yep.
Okay. Do you have an employer address?
Yes, 6 Grammaton, Mount Vernon, New York, 10550.
Okay. And you said that was 6 Grammaton?
Yes, 6 Grammaton Avenue.
Oh, I see. 6 Grammaton Avenue, Mount Vernon, New York. And again, that was 10550.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and what's the job description for that? Or, I'm sorry, not the job title.
Outreach worker.
Okay. Perfect. And have you lost any time away from work because of any treatment related to the diagnosis?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know how long you were unable to work?
I can't give exact right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think exact, but it was a little minute, a couple of weeks. Nothing really too major because I was already
okay.
in the hospital. So.
So just a couple of weeks away from work.
Some weeks, yes.
Okay, a couple weeks, and was this back in 2023 as well?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any military background?
No.
Okay. Have you been involved with any other lawsuits, filed for disability or workers' compensation claims, or filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Okay.
No.
Perfect. Other than any minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yes, 20-something years ago, yes.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. Do you mind sharing what that crime was?
It was bank robbery.
And you said that was about 20 years ago?
Yeah, 27 years ago, 28 years ago.
Okay. Okay. Now, the diagnosing physician, do you remember who, what doctor was that diagnosed you?
Yeah, Jonah.
Okay. Dr. Jonah, do you remember the last name?
Shoma, I think it's Shulma, I think. I'm not 100% sure,
Okay.
but I think that's the name.
Okay, I see a Jonah Shulman with an N at the end.
Yeah, show me.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, it looks like he is based in New York. I'm gonna go ahead and place him down. Just one second. Okay, and how else has your diagnosis of lymphoma affected your life?
Say it again.
How else has the lymphoma diagnosis impacted your life? Is there anything that, still remained? Any side effects?
The mental torment,
Mm-hmm.
the mental, just the mental is like, the worrying is incredible.
Yeah. I can imagine stress, anxiety. Do you suffer from anything like that? Yeah, and I'm so sorry about that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you know if you have the medical records for this, for the cancer diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes,
Great.
I have it.
Perfect. And what was the hospital where you were treated?
Mount Sinai Medical Center.
Okay. You said that was Mount Sinai Medical Center, New York. Was this in East Harlem?
It's in New York. It's the one, Gustave, Levy Place.
Levy Place. Oh, perfect. The Mount Sinai Medical Center. Yes, I found it. Okay, perfect. And was this where you
Okay.
were diagnosed and treated or just treated?
Yes.
Okay. So it was both.
Yes.
Okay. And what kind of treatment did you go through? Was this chemotherapy, radiation?
It was chemotherapy. I know I had some pain, the pain medication, and a surgery, like a node, like a lymph node surgery.
Okay, so the surgery for the lymph nodes. Did you ever do what are they called here? The stem cell transplants?
No.
Okay. Okay, just one second. Okay, and when you got treated in 2023, was this still in the month of February? Was it March, or did you wait a couple months before you got treatment?
Yes. Well, the treatment was like in March. So
Okay.
it's like after, not month after, weeks
Yeah.
after.
Around March of 2023.
March 2nd, yeah, March 2nd, 23.
Okay. Second. Okay. Okay, and then the chemo, the surgery. Again, no radiation.
Say that again?
There was no radiation that you went through?
Yeah, no, it was just the pain medication, the chemotherapy, and the surgery.
Okay. And this 47 Oak Street, is this still your address?
Yes.
Okay. And again, you said that was apartment 2?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we do request an emergency contact just in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
Yes.
Okay.
914. 914-424-5587.
Perfect. And what was the name of this person?
Tawanya.
Okay, can you spell it for me?
TOWANYA.
Okay, perfect. Tawanya, and the last name?
Edwards.
Okay. Tawanya Edwards, and what was your relationship with Tawanya?
Good friend.
Okay.
Best friend.
Perfect. Okay, again, we're not going to reach out to Tawanya in case we really can't reach you for an extended period. Typically, we don't reach out, but it is good to have her on file. Okay, now I do just want to go over some super quick information. I want to make sure I have your information right so we don't have to go over this again. Okay,
Okay.
I got here Kevin Beal, date of birth May 25th, 1974. The last four of the social were 8991. Is that all right?
No, 8994.
Oh, perfect. Good thing we caught that. 8994. Okay, perfect. Okay. You are about 5'7" and a quarter, and you weigh about
Yes, you gave me my
173.
quarter.
Okay.
Say that, what you said after that, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Oh, and 173 is the weight?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Diagnosing physician name, Jonah Schulman, and this was on the Mount Sinai Medical Center. The address was 47 Oak Street, apartment 2 in Mount Vernon, New York, 10550. Okay, it looks like we have everything all right. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
With who?
DocuSign.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. So I'm going to get this DocuSign ready. It takes about 30 seconds. I just make sure that all your information is mapped out correctly. Okay, do you want me to send the DocuSign through email, text, both?
Email.
Okay, email. And again, that was MCKEB, flow at iCloud.com.
Yes, flow is
Okay.
FLOW.
Yes, perfect. Okay, I did just send that. You should see that coming through just about now. You could open that up, and then if you have any issues, just let me know.
It didn't come through yet. Probably a little slow. My email's been taking a long time for some reason. I don't know why.
I see.
We give it
Oh, it
about two, three
actually,
minutes.
it says on my end that there was an error sending it.
Do you have it right? MCKEB, flow, FLOW at iCloud.com. I'm in my emails. I got a bunch of emails just now. So you
Yeah,
got that?
it
You
says
sure?
M as in mom, C as in cat, K-E-B as in boy, FLOW at.
No, V as in Victor, Kev. My
Oh,
name, Kevin.
I
Kev.
see where that is. Okay.
KEB.
Okay, just one second. I'm sorry, just bear with me.
You correct it? You got it now?
Yes, I'm correcting it right now. I do have to fix it in the intake too. It'll just take 1 second.
Okay.
Sorry about this.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hello?
Okay, now I am sending it to your correct email. Okay. Let's see. Okay, now you should have received it. Do you see that coming in? I sent it to both your email and the text message just in case, but I did correct
the
email.
Okay, yeah. So okay. I got it in the text for sure. Hold up. Welcome to DocuSign. Yep. Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I press that.
Yes.
And do you agree? Yes. And this envelope continue. When it says please sign, I'm pressing it, and well, it says agree, I pressed it and just continue, but the please sign, I pressed that, and nothing is happening. Do I just...
Okay, if it has any next or start buttons, you would press that, and then from there, it's just...
Or continue.
Yes, continue.
Okay.
And then it'll have you click on yellow boxes. I like to say just
okay.
Follow the yellow brick road, just wherever it's yellow, just tap on those.
So everywhere where the yellow at is where I sign?
Yeah, yeah. And then you would just press next until that next turns into a finish, and then you should be good.
So I got to do that now, or can I do it a little bit later?
It is easier if I have you on the phone. You will, yeah, yeah. And then you'll have a copy of this in your email.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, okay. I'm doing it now. It's hard, it's awkward. Let me see, can I get a pen or something? Let's see something. No. Alright. Set this. I'm just doing each one. It's hard. Oh, okay, so as I press it, it automatically put it in. Okay. I sent it. I did it. You have it?
I just received it, actually. Perfect. Okay, so now I just want to say congratulations on starting the first process of, you know, the steps here. Now, I am going to send you a text message. It's going to have my contact information as well as the law firm's contact information. I wouldn't recommend reaching out to the law firms within the next 48 hours. It does take them a while to process the paperwork and for you to be in their system. But after those 40 hours, they should be reaching out to verify some information, and then you can ask them any case-related questions if you have any. If you have any concerns, anything like that, you can always reach back out, and I'd be happy to help you. Besides that,
And this will be the law firm, correct?
yeah, yes. So the text message will have the law firm's name and their phone number. Yeah. Again, I would just wait, more than 48 hours to reach out, since it does take them a second to get that paperwork. But besides that, thank you so much for your time, Kevin. I hope you have a good weekend.
Same to you, and may your day be blessed. Thank you so much.
Of course. Bye-bye.